My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Betty, the Weed Guru. It's lunchtime, and it is the month of September. So lunchtime in the month of September can only mean one thing at the Weed Guru. That is the Can't Catch Cow Special. The September special, $10.99, but you got to order the Can't Catch Calvin flavor. Six-piece boneless with a seasoned fry or okra, Arlington, Collierville, Whitehaven. WingGuru.com, available on all your delivery apps. The best in Memphis, the best in the world.
We're also at the original, $56.99 on Mariah. That's them's my stomping grounds. When I'm heading over WingGuru, that's usually the spot that I'm at. Check out that Whitehaven location, though. They get it jumping out there with the bar. They got a little unique setup out there at the Whitehaven location. Again, that's going to be 4130 Elvis Presley Boulevard. No matter where you are in Memphis, you're close to your Wing Guru. All 22 flavors. Find out which one's your favorite when you see Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player, turned Chicken House King. You tell him Jason and John sent you.
Welcome back, Jason and John on Detroit FM ESPN. We didn't even talk about this yesterday, bro. Maybe we can talk about it to start because there's a lot of controversy over this gentleman and his plans in February. So the rundown.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Kendrick Lamar, K. Dot, is your Super Bowl performer 2025 in New Orleans. New Orleans.
Yeah.
And a lot of people.
Drake hates it.
A lot of people are upset about this. And they are saying that it should be Lil Weezy instead of K. Dot. And so some people are saying, like, you know, again, you got that. You got Jay-Z in the middle of all of it because he's doing the, booking and performing and personnel decisions.
Yeah, getting paid for that too.
Buddy. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, since he took over, the halftime shows have been, just demonstrably better. I mean, I know, like, you know, there are some people out here that wish that it was still Bruce Springsteen, but it is just not that time anymore, right? The Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, Dave Matthews Band. I mean, it just ain't, that ain't what we're doing anymore in the year 2024, you know? If this is a culture war, you're losing, okay? Just being honest. So it's going to be K-Dot, and I want to ask you this because Nicki Minaj went on a rant on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
About this.
Well, I guess she's still relevant.
I guess so.
Nah, that's a little harsh. Let's believe me.
She's been passed by Glorilla.
She's been, but you also have to consider her, she's an OG.
She is. She's a pioneer.
But we must give her, because at one point, there's nobody in the female rap category with her.
Yep.
She is the category.
She is the whole category.
And as a result, she inspired a great many who now, yes, John, I would say have gone on to pass her.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj, Birdman.
Perhaps not an accomplishment yet, but in talent and other things.
Nicki Minaj said denying a young black man what he rightfully put into this game for no reason but your ego. Your hatred for Birdman, Drake, and Nicki got you punishing Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, the GOAT. Nola, what's good?
That she's directing that at Jay-Z?
I suppose so, yes.
Wow, okay, that's strong. Okay.
Eminem stood firm on having 50 Cent come out. Now, as far as I know, Kendrick is black. So, that I do not know in terms of...
I'll read it again. She's just talking about a brother. She's just talking about, you know, a brother that's from there.
It just sounds like... It just comes off like as if, you know, it was given to Maroon 5 or something.
No, I did.
Denying a young black man what he rightfully put into this game for no other reason but your ego.
I mean, no, it's just about where he's... That's his spot. I mean, she wasn't singling out that this guy's black and... Of course he's being replaced, you know, not even being replaced here. The selection's a black guy, but that's not what she's saying.
Yeah. I didn't think about Lil Wayne. I'll be honest, I wasn't even, you know, I didn't even know the damn Super Bowl was in New Orleans. I didn't even realize that. I would ask how relevant in 2024 is Lil Wayne. I don't know. I mean, I think that's there's no question that Kendrick is the hottest right now. So I don't think it's like some great slight. Maybe it shouldn't matter how relevant you are. Maybe if you're just like an institution in that city, you should just have dibs. And Lil Wayne at one time was absolutely the hottest and is certainly one of the best to ever do it. You know, he had the codeine hit and then he got off the codeine and he got good again. You know, like, if I'm just trying to think, like, if Memphis ever had an event like this, right, mm-hmm. and there was a halftime show, of course it's going to be 3-6, regardless of how they don't make music in 2024, but it's going to be 3-6. Agreed?
Yeah, but that's...
But yeah, they wouldn't, though, because it's the Super Bowl, but you get what I'm saying. Like, they you can't put...
I mean, I don't know. With Jay-Z in control, he might go big national hot act. But what you do and what can easily be done, and I'm sure will be done in this case, is you bring on, you pay homage to the local, and you bring them and make them part of the deal. And so Kendrick Lamar, in this case, making Weezy a part of the deal for a couple of songs, I think you certainly extend that invitation to do it and see if Weezy wants to be a part of it. We've seen this before where other artists will decide, no, I'm not going to do it, I'd rather not. But you extend that, and you make it. And if you were in Memphis, and Jay-Z decided we're never having a Super Bowl in the Liberty Hole, it's really ridiculous to even discuss this.
Right.
But the point would be, yes, if he decided to go national on us, well, you would certainly pay homage to 3-6 if he's got Drake.
Yeah.
You know, if he's decided to go with Drake nationally because Drake's hotter, or just use KDOT as the example, you would have a couple of songs, obviously, for 3-6. I think that's what they'll do here, if Weezy agrees. I don't think this is a big deal. I mean, haven't we been to the Super Bowl, in a New Orleans Super Bowl, relatively recently enough? Why was this not a thing at the last one, you know, in New Orleans? It feels like we do New Orleans once every 5 years. I could be wrong about that, but it's very frequent. And why in a previous time where Wayne's been a little bit more, I realize now we've got Jay-Z heading entertainment. It's a rap act, and you're going to have a little bit more hip-hop. You're going to have some more, you know, But why have we not? Why was this not a controversial thing the last time we were in New Orleans? You know, that kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe, you know, we'll see. If I'm KDOT, I extend it. That seems like the natural thing to do. See, and then put the ball in Weezy's court.
Yeah, I don't.
This is not some national travesty, though.
Yeah, I mean, is there beef between Kendrick? I guess because the Drake affiliation that he's not expecting Kendrick to bring out Wayne. I'm assuming because the young money.
But he's moved on from Drake. I mean, they're still, you know, he brought him in, I guess.
Or is this Nicki Minaj?
But that's not, he's not controlled by Weezy anymore. I mean, what are we talking about here? This is business.
Or is this really, let's just boil it all down to what it might really be about, which is Nicki Minaj saying that she's not going to get to perform at the Super Bowl because Wayne would have brought her on.
I guess.
He would have.
I think it's Nicki Minaj trying to be newsworthy.
I think she
is what I think.
My ultimate.
I don't think anybody gives a hot damn right now that it's not because KDOT is hot, like you said. He's hotter right now.
Yeah.
So I don't think people are seeing this as some slam on we. I could be wrong. All of New Orleans could be talking about this.
Uh-huh.
I just it hasn't reached me. And I think, you know, if this was something huge in terms of we all should be paying it nationally, we would have felt it by now. This is not some huge slight here to me.
Yeah.
Again, because you can include him.
You can. We'll see if they do. The Young Money affiliation might hurt in that regard. But that's why I think I truly think the ulterior motive here for her is that she felt like she would have been on stage at the Super Bowl with Wayne, and that because it's not Wayne.
So with the Eminem one, was that his halftime?
Yeah.
And it was in Detroit.
And it was, it was L.A., right?
Was it?
I thought it was L.A.
Okay.
It was him, 50 Cent, Dre.
Okay. And he paid homage to the West Coast by having
And
Dre
Snoop
and all the
come out?
And obviously you do that. Yeah, I want to say Snoop. Okay, right. Okay, why was I thinking, because you know what? That was the draft. Eminem was associated with the NFL.
Kendrick
and
Lamar
Detroit.
Was in that
yes,
one.
But that's that goes to what I'm saying, is you pay homage to where you're at. You know what I'm saying? By having the local acts as part of it.
Yeah.
Now, in this case, he had songs with him. It worked out. But that's what I'm saying. You do a couple in your set. You do a couple with Weezy. You bring him out. He's done. He moves on. You probably have a couple other ones. If he's down, if he wants to do it. I'm sure he will. I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
But perhaps he turns it down. Didn't your boy Bieber turn one down here recently? Somebody tried to bring. Didn't Usher want to bring Bieber? And Bieber said no?
I think so,
something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But it's not a requirement to have, and it's never been that I've gotten a sense, a requirement to have the hometown local big act be the Super Bowl act. No, we go with hot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know, what were we thinking on Eminem? We didn't go hot there. We didn't go relevant.
Cameron and May said on their show that it's egregious that they went with Kendrick over Lil Wayne.
Well, they need to direct that at Jay-Z.
Oh, they said that. They said they say
direct it at Jay-Z then.
Jay-Z is a hater.
That's
what they're saying. And that, again, that Kendrick got picked and Lil Wayne snubbed because Jay-Z hates Drake.
I mean, he went with, it's not, it can't just be hate because Kendrick is the hottest thing ever. If you have brought a Kendrick who hadn't been doing anything lately, you had to dust him off. Then you could say he's being a hater by not getting away. He's got the hottest thing in the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
In Kendrick. So that argument, you can make it, but it's not nearly as strong when you have the hottest guy in the rap game right now. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, exactly. I mean, he had.
So that's what makes it not egregious, because you have literally Mr. Number One.
Yeah.
Mr. They Not Like Us right now. That's what is on the lips of everybody.
It's like the hottest song in every sports
arena in
the world, in the United States. I mean, it really is.
So he's taken the relevant right now over the hometown guy. Again, you can look at it as a slide. If you think this is, you know, Drake, but it's not egregious because, again, you're taking the hottest thing going right now.
Yeah.
Now, that was not with Eminem. I guess we just decided he needed to get one. Is that what we did there?
Yeah.
Because we dusted him off.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it's Eminem. You know you're going to put on a show. It's you know, 20 years too late probably, but he was never going to get that show back in 2001 or 2002.
Well, in this instance, Jay-Z has chosen to go with current and what's relevant right now.
Don't believe me.
I love Weezy to death.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have the hot man right now.
I mean, yeah. Especially, you know, I mean,
and especially when I know that they're going
to
include the opportunity for Weezy to be a part of something, but maybe he'll turn it down.
The Super Bowl is a snapshot.
I feel like out of the way he feels now that others think this is done, that he was disrespected, he'll have to turn it down. Do you get my point? Because Cam'ron and Mace are saying, man, this is egregious, it feels like Wayne's going to have to say no. If they do, if K-Dot does reach out to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because so many look at it as disrespect that you're not the main guy.
Yeah.
So I hate that, man. Why can't we, you know, why can't we just all
I don't know. I hope. I would
seriously.
Hope he does not. I would hope he
no,
does not.
No, you get a better show, man. You want to have a little bit of that New Orleans flavor up in there. And I guarantee you, Juvenile, somebody else from New Orleans, somebody else out of Hot Boys, they're going to be a part of it. So Wayne might as well. No need in making any kind of, you know, stances here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude, they're going to have you back that thing up and everything. They'll have a little taste of New Orleans, just like they did for Eminem and had a taste of L.A.
Yeah. I think Kendrick will do it right, you know.
I didn't know that this was super controversial.
It's very controversial, bro. They're as controversial as it gets with certain people, right? With certain, certain artists, I would say.
I was just thinking, okay, man, Drake hates that. NFL picked K-Dot this year. Ooh, loss for Drake. But looking at me, old simple-minded
that Wayne is being
can we all just work
for his
along?
Affiliation with Drake.
This is ridiculous. Oh, Wayne's not even on the radar right now.
Well, yeah, I just
like why are we looking for things to get offended for Wayne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, you know, again, it's yeah, his
reach
city,
out
you know.
To him.
Reach out to him.
Yeah, that's saying the okay, I want to be right on the record here. That's why I asked you, because I thought you would know since it was about the white man on that one. That Super Bowl halftime in Los Angeles, was it Eminem's or was it Dre and Snoop's and they invited Eminem?
It was Eminem's. And he invited.
Whose was it?
No, I think it was Dre's.
Thank you. White man tried to claim it for himself.
What are you trying to say, bro?
I'm just saying, you're twisting the facts up.
It's all the same.
I was looking to you again because of a white performer. To clarify,
I am sorry that I colonized that halftime show.
You just did.
I am sorry. But it felt like...
Thank you,
Eminem,
listener,
Eminem,
for straightening us out. We need to be straight now when we are factually incorrect like that.
It's not incorrect.
This man said it was Eminem's halftime.
It's not incorrect. Any show that Eminem does is Eminem's show. That would you agree with that? I mean, it's...
You're ridiculous.
No, that's just the truth.
So they put him on. Because he completely irrelevant, not current, they brought him on.
It was in
which makes a lot more sense.
It was in tandem.
Yes, again, people from around the nation now weighing in. It was Dre's Super Bowl. We had the West Coast All Stars out there.
It was Eminem's halftime show, which he allowed Dre and those folks to be a part of. Okay, it was.
You see how they do, BC.
It was collaborative.
I'm taking this in.
You see how it happens?
I'm seeing this come in.
This is how history becomes changed. This is how folks forget about Juneteenth.
I don't.
And they don't know about it.
I reflected on Juneteenth.
I'm just saying, remember, it wasn't in our history books. Didn't we say that?
That's right.
It was erased.
But it was until we
because
put... Odyssey put it back in the history books.
History.
Odyssey put it back in the history books this year.
It's part of a lot of cultures, right? Not just Odyssey.
And I want to say, for the record, for anybody out here that wants to doubt me, I was exploring and reflecting.
Were you reflecting?
On Juneteenth. I was
thank you.
And reflecting.
We know this. Poppycock. No, you weren't.
No, it's not.
He wasn't doing much reflecting.
That's an absurd accusation that you are trying to say I'm lying about reflecting and exploring.
Gentrification.
Again.
Maine tried to go back and say that was a white halftime Super Bowl performance. That's what you did.
It was headlined.
Again, you know old Smooth is shaky sometimes now in his in late 40s.
Yep.
I look to you as the younger soldier, right, for a little clarity.
Yep.
Changes history.
No, it was,
takes it as an opportunity to change history on the black man.
It was a, hey, you can headline if you get kind of thing. If you bring kind of thing.
You lost your mind. Dre owned everything Eminem did because we brought him in.
Nobody.
We've had this conversation before.
Dr. Dre. Bro,
stop.
No,
now
nobody,
you raise my pressure no, about this. We owned him.
Nobody needs to and wants to watch Dr. Dre just stand there and rap anymore in 2024, okay? He ain't the act. He's a great hip-hop mind.
Bro, he's all the money behind all that.
But he is...
50, Eminem, all that was Dre.
Dre is, let's just be honest, he is most known for finding Eminem. He just is. That is his legacy. He discovered and signed Eminem.
His legacy is all that he is to music. The music maker he is, what he's created since, Beats by Dre, what he sold that for. Like, what are we talking about?
I mean, nobody,
music
wears those anymore.
Music mogul is what his legacy is.
So what
his
I would say is...
His hand in many pots. I mean, NWA is part of his legacy, bro.
There's no... Like, when you think about the best
no,
Dre
Super
tracks,
Bowl that was.
When you, it's
white man.
It's just
see,
like when...
you become part of
when
this.
Eminem went on Forgot About Dre, they really forgot about Dre on the track. That's the problem. That's what happened. So when you invite Eminem to the show...
Bro, there would be no Eminem.
It's an Eminem show. I agree.
Unless he was put on.
I agree. I think there's no denying Dr. Dre's contributions to music and culture.
Yeah.
But what is...
Well, just stop trying to steal and take away from us. Hasn't enough been taken away?
And just like... I mean, again, we're talking about a halftime show that Eminem did. And was nice enough to invite some of his closest friends in performance. That everybody knows that's what happened. It was like, yo, can you get Eminem to do this? Because that's what we're all here for. I mean, let's just be honest.
That's a real failure on your part.
It's not a failure.
I thank you.
It's not a failure. And Kendrick Lamar's halftime show will not be a failure either. It will
be
fantastic.
The devil is a lie.
I think it will be great. I think he will bring Wayne out. Any other in New Orleans?
Again, you got to get all the hot boys. You got to get definitely. You can do Master P should be offended.
No way.
Long before
not
there was
P, bro.
Yeah, well, now that I think about it, what was Nicki Minaj thinking? Because long before there
Master
was
P.
A Hot Boys and Lil Wayne and all them.
Yeah.
There was Master P.
Yeah, Master P.
And the No Limit Soldiers.
That's right. That's right.
So how come he shouldn't be offended?
Well, because he was way in the past. He was way, way, way.
Dude, again, we don't have Wayne in the Hot Boys and all that came out of that if we don't have Master P.
Dude, we can't
coming
play this
out
game.
To start.
I mean,
coming out of his trunk to start this all off.
Yes.
Literally selling tapes out of his trunk. He was the Dre.
Yeah,
you
was.
Understand?
Of New Orleans, he was. But we can't play that game because then you start getting into every single city,
But that's my point why I say this is ridiculous what Nicki's talking about, or anybody, even Cam'ron and them, saying that this is egregious. It's ridiculous because we should say, if you're talking about New Orleans OGs, you got to go back to P.
Right. Juvenile. Master
Don't forget
P.
about No Limit Soldiers, man.
Yeah. Manny Fresh. Is Manny Fresh New Orleans?
Manny Fresh was Hot Boys and them, but yes.
Yeah.
He's after.
Where's Manny Fresh? Fresh. I mean, it does make sense to bring him out, right, with Lil Wayne, Manny Fresh and Lil Wayne.
Yeah, that was all part of the...
Fireman.
Anyway, I'm not going to do this with you.
Anyway...
Because I know you, because you steal.
I do not steal. I do not.
You steal identities.
I gave credit.
And culture.
I gave credit where it was due for the Super Bowl show.
No,
in Inglewood, California.
We just caught you with your hand in the cookie jar, stealing culture.
You almost got away with it, too.
Sure did.
If it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Thank God that y'all armed me with the truth.
Damn, man. We almost did it, brother. But Kendrick is...
Brad around here nodding.
Well, you can't expect Brad.
No, I'm just saying. No, you can see it happening.
Yeah,
no, I wasn't saying you were closer, but it wasn't going to be stopped.
No, he was not going to stop it.
No, I wouldn't expect it to.
His place. It wasn't his place to stop it.
I'm just saying. I didn't say it was his place, but I'm just saying you can see how it happens.
Yeah, I mean,
Now, I am not agreeing or disagreeing with anything going on in this conversation.
That's right.
I will say.
Silence is violence.
See how it happens.
Silence is violence.
But I will say.
John,
here's what I did hear, if I might. I did hear John kind of sliding the black man. That's what I heard.
Yeah, you heard a theft. You saw a theft.
I saw that. And the Dre thing, you know, there's a lot of sliding going on there. It did sound like that. And you know how I'm trying to be
100%. No, but I mean, this is just a little too late.
Straight
I mean,
gentrification.
It's too little.
I'm
too
trying
late.
To represent both
Bowl
y'all. You know,
it's like,
I mean, y'all getting bent out of shape over a halftime show from 2 years ago.
You and Nicki Minaj, the ones bent out of shape. Y'all the ones started this.
I think Lil Wayne should be incorporated into the show. I don't care that he's not the headliner.
He probably will.
I mean, that's where I'm at with.
And that's what I said.
You know, I mean,
it'll happen.
But if you're going to do that, definitely get Master
P. Yeah, sure.
Because
that's
our limit. I agree with that.
Wayne is the only one that's been disrespected here.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Because so has Master P then.
Yeah.
Yes. If that's what their argument is.
Yeah, there's no like.
That's why I have a hard time with this.
That's fair.
Master P came before, as Brad knows very well.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that one he's going to get.
I can tell you that's fair. That's fair.
I can co-sign that. I'm at least that schooled.
We're all on the same page.
See.
Make sure it wasn't anybody before P.
Exactly. We got to make sure we got to go back to the 1940s.
Swamp. That was all the first. New Orleans really had it popping with Master P and No Limit Soldiers.
Yeah.
They'll go back to Basin Street Blues though too. They'll have like brass bands and they will through some like serious. They'll try to do all that. Soup it up.
All those No Limit Soldiers like release their own albums and for a while there they were running things.
Yeah.
Man.
Dude, yeah. You know who you got to get. You know, you cannot slight this person. You cannot, if we're going to do the show, you know, in New Orleans, how are you going to slight Louis Armstrong, bro? I mean.
Yeah, you got to have a trumpet out there.
Well, I think to myself.
That's your guy.
What a wonderful world.
I see trees of green.
That sounds like your impression of the old Philly coach. What's his name?
Red roses.
Or Mahomes.
Hey, you got to get Louis Armstrong out there. You got to pay homage. You got to play an AI generated clip of Louis.
It sounded like Mahomes.
And I think to myself,
it does sound like Patrick.
It's a wonderful world.
It sounds like Mahomes.
Yeah, that's what we got to do, man. You ain't got no Wonderful World over there in the DJ booth?
I got it.
We don't have Louis anymore.
I know, but I'm saying you can do the AI. I mean, he is one of the most famous musicians that was ever born in New Orleans.
Might be the most beautiful song ever.
It is. It,
literally.
Imagine, like, Kendrick comes out, you know, and you hear, like, a...
Welcome to New Orleans. I see
it's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Or Mahomes.
Satchmo, right? Satchmo? I see them blue. You cannot have... Is he not Satchmo? I thought his nickname was Satchmo. My bad. To myself. Satchmo, he was. Wonderful. You cannot have a halftime show in New Orleans without the AI-generated voice and a hologram of Satchmo.
Again, these guys are gone.
Chiefs minus three.
I think you've got
in
two.
In my heavenly parlay.
He's also a bookie.
You've taken this to the extreme now.
Three-peat. Chiefs money line. Y'all stop arguing over who's performing.
Yeah, should be a fun. Hey, New Orleans has a lot of.
What are we talking about here?
Serious.
If you're gonna do that, you got a whole jazz history and everything else.
So pretty. That is a beautiful song, by the way.
Best.
It always puts you in a good mood.
Calms things down.
Hey, we'll all be watching.
What we need.
We'll all be watching. I'll tell you that right now. On Super Bowl Sunday, Kendrick Lamar, your halftime performer.
Next story.
We have ahead of Memphis's game, road game against Florida State, where last I looked, it's gone up to 8. I know that's it's different in some different shops, but Florida State now favored by 8. I think that one's over at ESPN Bet. We have the Group of 5 power rankings at this time, and we've sort of done this as we've gone along here with the coaches poll and the AP poll, and we know that Boise State behind you in the coaches poll where you're 25th, but ahead of you in the AP. As far as ESPN is concerned, there's a new player in town, a team that we have not talked about, at least preseason-wise and up until this week, as one of those Group of 5 contenders, and you need to know it now. Coming off that win over Notre Dame, they've got Northern Illinois, a team we gave a respect burger to yesterday for their win over Notre Dame. And all of a sudden, you know, they go on to win the Mid-American, and I don't know that anybody's going to have anything more impressive. Now, Boise State did play Oregon very well. That was a loss, however.
Right.
We know what the deal is with Memphis and Florida State. That's not nearly the opportunity that it had been for Memphis before Florida State goes out and loses two straight, falls out of the rankings. So I will say that it does feel like Northern Illinois, even if Notre Dame goes on, I'm talking about with Fitzy, and is not a playoff team, to go into Notre Dame.
That's right.
They were top five.
That's right.
At the time, coming off a road win at Texas A&M, that's a win that's going to stand up all year long. And so if they go on to win the Mid-American and handle business,
it's over.
You would think of a team like that that just handled Notre Dame on both line of scrimmages.
That's right.
Is going to handle the Mid-American, then that's going to be hard to beat. Now, all of this eventually is going to be, you know, decided on the field, and we need to continue to say that. Northern Illinois go on, drop two more. And put itself out of contention. Memphis goes, you know, and runs the table. Well, there's the way you get in. And so my point is that it'll all be figured out on the field. But right now, we've got a new player in the game that you've got to be watching. You know, it had been all about the Boise States. As John said, we've got to keep our eye on UNLV. You know, we're watching Tulane in our own conference now. We talked about coming off the weekend. UTSA has dropped down, certainly a peg. But how about USF? And how well they played against Alabama. But Group of Five right now in power rankings, at least according to ESPN, Northern Illinois, Boise State, Tulane as the best team in the American right now, Tigers fourth, and then the aforementioned UNLV Running Rebels fifth as that second-best Mountain West team right now. So,
yeah.
Again, the theme of things is that there's a new player that you're going to have to take seriously unless it just, you know, really fumbles.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments, Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bulls the rest of the season in the Mid-American, Northern Illinois. So we'll all certainly now be keeping an eye on what they do. If they run the table, though, you know, they're going to be in.
UNLV gets Kansas this week, which is a good quality win, a ranked opponent as well. So you got, if they get that one, that really brings them up.
Well, and Tulane's got Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to get that.
And that's after just playing a K-State team within seven that was ranked. And so, you know, they've got another. Tulane's got two opportunities here.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, you're going to get a crack at them yourself. Memphis is obviously on the road later on.
Yeah, Memphis is in the driver's seat.
I don't know. I would. Well, right now, driver's seat is Northern Illinois. If
Northern
it just
Illinois
handles its own business,
absolutely, in there.
Because of the win, the power of a win over Notre Dame.
No question about it.
There's nobody else that's going to have anything close right now. And Boise State doesn't have anything like that the rest of the way. Although you've got Washington State, you've got those two Pac-12 teams or were Pac-12 teams. Then you got the rest of your. I mean, UNLV strong. You're going to play them head up, but. It's not enough to beat a win over Notre Dame. So, just point. It's Northern Illinois is all of a sudden in the driver's seat.
You're right.
But I don't know. I mean, the idea that they're just going to go undefeated the rest of the way, that they're not going to have any letdowns after what was essentially, you know, and they're going to have everybody in the country now telling them, you're the one, you're the one. And so, you know, now that success is here in the way that it is for Northern Illinois, how they handle it going forward and whether they're going to be able to be perfect, which they'll have to be, is a new question for them.
It is. It is.
Because nobody had them, obviously,
getting
that game.
Toledo's good in that conference. There's some good teams in the MAC.
I don't know. I mean, they'll probably be favored in every one of these games.
They'll be favored in every game.
Yeah.
I highly doubt they're going to win every one of them, though.
I mean, that's true.
That's why I go back to it's ultimately going to be decided on the football field.
At Bowling Green is a tough game. We saw how close Bowling Green played Penn State, right?
Yep,
I mean, that's you know, again, NC State, September 28th.
And you have to win your conference championship.
Right. You have to win your conference championship, yes.
So they lose.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what Notre Dame. Doesn't matter how good. That's key there. They got to go on and win their conference championship.
Right.
To get this.
But I think what this does do is it highlights that we probably thought it was too easy for Memphis.
Yeah.
We probably thought it was too simple.
I don't know. We thought it was easy.
Well, I thought we all kind of thought.
Said Boise, which is
that
there.
If Memphis wins the AAC, they're in, which is probably not true.
No. We all said, I mean, Boise was going to have a say because of.
But it's not even. But that's what I'm saying. It's not even boys that we're talking about now. We're talking about Boise. We're talking about UNLV. We're talking about Northern Illinois.
There's a couple of more names that we didn't. I mean, UNLV we didn't talk about, and Northern Illinois we didn't talk about.
Right.
Everybody else that's on this group, Tulane, we talked about. We the winner of the American, UTSA, if that was good. Now that looks bad for them. But we yes, you're right. We didn't talk about two others. But the Northern Illinois still got to go out and win the Mid-American.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, they weren't. They had Notre Dame on the schedule this preseason. Nobody had them projected as one of these teams. And so, again, yeah, while it may look likely right now and while they may be favored in every game, nobody had them as that. Mm-hmm. And so what, they're all of a sudden they're going to turn into this juggernaut? No, they could still win games and not win the Mid-American.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's you're right. We've got to factor in a couple more.
Right.
But I don't think we ever said, oh, it's just a cakewalk for Memphis to get in there. Otherwise, we would have said that's the expectation.
Yeah.
We always said, here was your key, because we had this discussion. Out of your control.
Yeah.
We said there will be some things that are out of your control, and we focused a lot on Boise State.
Coastal Carolina in the Sun Belt. I mean, they play Virginia on the 21st at home. You know, they play Temple next weekend. I mean, if they find a way to run the table in their crappy league, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
they need, which is doable.
I mean, because you got Troy, you know, Marshall's terrible, Georgia State, Georgia Southern. I mean, you just have a lot of – they could go undefeated.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting here like you have that one loss to Florida State, you know, and it's just – like, again, it's just – I think it's a little more crowded than maybe we gave it credit for.
I go with crowded.
You know, yeah. and I think, again – that's why.
No, crowded. I mean, that's perfectly fair. That statement's fair.
Yeah, like, and that's why the value.
Crowded than we thought.
I guess, you know, Florida State, if they were ranked and you win, it's the value is great. But, you know, any other outcome is like, was it really worth it? And again, you get that $1.3 million check, which probably makes that question moot because that does make it worth it no matter what happens. You get a check to maybe even beat them. But if you don't, you know, it just kind of sets you back. It just sets you back in a little bit of a way. And again, you got to win every game the rest of the way. There's no doubt about it. I mean, don't you agree with that? If they lose to Florida State, they have to win every game the rest of the way.
Yes,
that's not happening. It's just not happening.
Well, you got to win all three of those road games.
Yeah, that's never.
I think they'll win every other one.
That's just too much to ask.
Three road games.
Win these three road games against similarly, you know, rated teams. I mean, can it happen? Sure. It's just super unlikely. I mean, you're talking about picks. They're going to be a pick'em against South Florida. They're going to be, you know, slight favorite against UTSA, maybe a little bigger now because UTSA is not as good as we thought. And they're going to be a probably dog to Tulane.
Dude, Northern Illinois has NC State later this month.
Yeah, they have NC State, so they have another chance.
I missed that.
Did
you just mention that?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
All good. It's just I don't think NC State is that great, but it is a Power 4 team on the road.
You're playing – that's two – yes. I was about to say two power forwards. Notre Dame's not a power forward, but it's a power league team.
Yeah, they have Grayson McCall, who's at Coastal Carolina for forever at quarterback. That's their guy, and he hasn't been playing great. I mean, they got housed by Tennessee last.
No, I watched that whole game.
Yeah,
like they're not talentless.
Right. No, they have.
Yeah, that'd be if they get that. It's,
you're definitely rooting for NC State in that game. To be clear.
Yes.
I mean, because then you're at least like, all right, if they have one loss and Memphis has one loss, you know, they still probably get in. I don't know. I don't know.
Now, if they play them well.
Because that Notre Dame win is just such a, I mean, it's such a
it's
equalizer.
Huge.
You know, like it would otherwise not be. But because it was a top five team at the time, if Notre Dame stays in that top 15 range at the end of the season, you know, which I assume they will, I mean, that win is going to age. It won't be as good as it looked at the time, but it will age fine. Whereas there's no win that Memphis can get on their schedule that will look that good, even if Memphis wins this weekend. Right. You know, like, it ain't going to age well. I mean, Florida State will let go of the rope completely if Memphis wins this weekend, if they haven't already. It's just kind of unfortunate. And, again, it just sort of paints the picture of, you know, it's not as simple as just win your conference every single year and you're the group of five representative, you know, because other crazy stuff can happen, like these bye games, there could be upsets. UNLVs can exist. If Boise beats Oregon, you know, what are we talking about here? I mean, Memphis is not even close. Memphis is a world away from being in that discussion at this point. So I don't know. It sort of makes me go back and forth. It's like, do you schedule the games? Do you not schedule those kinds of games?
I mean, you still need to schedule them and get that money. And
right.
Again, you've got Arkansas with the next 3 years, I think is what I read.
Yeah.
So we'll have that's not changing anytime soon.
Yeah.
I think you stick with that, and the committee's going to remind us of how important it is to continue to schedule Power 4 teams when they take hey, whatever it's going to be, Boise State, Memphis, in this case, in Northern Illinois because of the schedule is played. When he takes that over an undefeated Liberty that's played no one. Because, again, you use it so much with your power teams in terms of how they're going to differentiate themselves with the schedule they play. Why would it be different? Why are you going to reward you know, just the zero on the for the group of five? No, you have to stick to what the precedent is.
Yep.
And last year, it was shown, it was proven why you should do that, why you should stick to, yes, we want our teams to schedule because Liberty goes in there and gets smacked up off being undefeated. So hopefully they will not do that 2 years in a row. I just can't see them doing it. Unless everybody else has got two losses.
Right.
Boise State, Northern Illinois, Memphis, you all got two losses. Liberty sitting there with zero. Then the committee's going to be hard-pressed to, you know, not take the perfect one there, I would think.
Exactly.
You don't want to put that decision at their hands.
The interesting thing on that Notre Dame game is it was good tape, too. Like, it wasn't one of these. They knocked them off, and even though it was a last, you know, ditch effort there at the field goal, they got screwed on a call at the end of the game. And they control the line of scrimmage. Like, Northern Illinois played well in the game. Like, the tape was good, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to video well. So.
Yeah. Because they're doing the college football playoff predictions, ESPN, as we go, and that's why they've got these power rankings for group of five. They know how to get clicks over there, and they know with the college football playoff and all of us having more of a chance, especially those of us outside the power structure, they're going to get more clicks. And so we mentioned their group of five power rankings really quickly, though. Wanted to mention where they've got the rest of the playoff guys. Obviously, Georgia's first. Wanted to mention the teams I asked Fitzy about. Ole Miss, they've got six now and playing the Vols. The number 11 seeded Vols. They've also got the Crimson Tide, number 10. Obviously, Georgia, as I mentioned, number one. And then Texas, five, playing Northern Illinois. But there has been, and we talked, that's kind of the question I'd ask coming into this season, the SEC. Could Tennessee, and certainly more importantly, Ole Miss, overtake Alabama? You know, Alabama take a step back and those teams go up. Well, Ole Miss already has.
Yep.
You know, you got them seeded sixth, then Alabama 10th now, Tennessee 11th. There's going to be an opportunity, too, for Tennessee to rise up and take that spot as well because they've got Alabama coming into Knoxville, obviously, this year. I like what I'm seeing from both of those teams, Tennessee and Ole Miss. If I had to pick today, probably I'm with Fitzy that I like Ole Miss's chances a little bit better. Fitzy liked Tennessee's chances better because of the way their defense is playing.
Exactly.
I still like Ole Miss's offense better.
Yeah, just hard, it's hard.
I trust Jackson Dart.
Hard to fade Ole Miss,
you know,
right now.
Nico's a little bit smaller sample size, but Fitzy might be right that Tennessee's defense gives it an edge. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, they've shown. I think they're as good as Alabama or better. I think Ole Miss may have already proven that, but we'll see.
Next story:
Blue Ribbon Yearbook. Familiar?
Yeah, like blast in the past.
They're still doing it, all right?
Are they?
Yeah. Chris Wallace used to work with them.
That's what I was going to say. Didn't he, like, organize it or write for it or something?
It's Chris Dortch is who runs it. He is the editor and publisher.
Huh.
And it's out. It's out.
Oh, good.
And it's a collection of writers, right, that have contributed and things like that and who write up teams and conferences and things like that. And we talked about the AAC and the preseason poll, which won't be out for, you know, another month or so. But it was our first look at what does the nation think about the AAC, how it breaks down, Memphis, et cetera. So the AAC in the Blue Ribbon Yearbook, the Blue Ribbon Forecast, has Memphis finishing second in the AAC behind UAB. Now, do I think that's how the preseason votes will shake out? I don't know. I'm on record as saying I think it'll be a tie for first place in the preseason. But they have the order as UAB and Memphis and USF as your top three, 1, 2, 3. That will almost certainly not equate to a tournament team for the University of Memphis, if that is, in fact, the order without winning the tournament. And I have to say, I was certainly disappointed to see that. Number two will not be good enough in this league. There is just no way around it. I mean, look, they write nice things about Memphis. They say Memphis has they grade the front court as a B, the intangibles is an A-, bench depth B+, backcourt B+, but clearly they are not buying all the way into Memphis this season at Blue Ribbon. And they bottom line it by saying Memphis will be good again. It always is. Expect at least 20 wins, but the difference between good and NCAA tournament good will be whether the Tigers can play consistently, beat the teams they should, defend more tenaciously, and find that toughness Hardaway says last year's team lacked. Do that, and this will be a formidable outfit. So, you know, again,
I'm a little surprised that they had Memphis finishing second. I guess, though, I understand it, though, because they believe the player of the year will be Luxembourg.
Mm,
and so
rebounds.
That makes sense. That UAB is, you know, bringing back Luxembourg. Memphis, there were some rumors that Memphis might get involved there if he had the transfer. He did not. And so, yeah, listen, that's just not going to be good enough if it's too.
Torvik likes Memphis, though.
He does. He does. Torvik does like
it. Yeah, so we can go back and forth. There seems to be a little variance here, though.
Yeah, and I think that's probably accurate, right, with a Penny Hardaway team. There is going to be some volatility. It could be high and it could be low.
But Torvik was low on him last year, as you've continued to point out,
yep.
And then the collapse happens, proving that he was right to be low. He's actually higher on them this year.
He is very much higher.
And so since we liked him so much last year on how accurate he ended up being at a time where everybody else, including us, was saying, oh, this team looks good and real.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we trust what Torvik's got if we're going to play this on-paper game and getting worried or not about...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing to lean on. I just think, you know, the problem that I have with Torvik is that I just don't see any world.
You're not
where
buying into the P.J. Haggerty part of the numbers, right?
Well,
that's where the sort of difference is between you? Because he has to be banking a lot.
He's got Memphis. He's got P.J. averaging 17 a game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you don't believe in P.J. Haggerty. And so where the difference is between you and Torvik, who are usually on the same page?
Yes, we're
usually
normally
go
on the
by
same page.
With what this guy's got. That's what you usually go
he's
by.
He's got seven a game from Baraka Okoji. Are we going to get that?
Seven a game?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's defensive. He's all defensive. The guy cannot shoot.
Yeah.
And Memphis knows that. But he is here for defensive purposes and to help Penny restore a defensive identity. That's why you go out and get the other PJ for the shooting.
Yeah.
Colby, you've got other guys to shoot the ball. I don't necessarily know that you're going to need Baraka to average seven for this thing to get over the hump, bro.
Well, I mean,
you don't need him to D up. You know, that's right. Going to be his role. Well, guy can't shoot a lick.
The problem I have with Torvik's ratings is that he has Memphis as a top 20 offense in America. And that would shock me. That would just absolutely, because it just does not feel to me like that's the way Memphis will win next year. He's got Memphis ranked 19th offensively and 36th defensively. I think those need to be flipped for this team to win games at that level. I mean, if you told me that Memphis was top 20 defense, I'd buy that because they've been number one with Musa before,
mm-hmm.
You know. And so, you know.
No, I'm not going to push back on that. I like the idea. I mean, what'd you go get Tyreke Smith for?
Right.
And Tyrese Hunter, too. Tyrese Hunter is a guy that'll
Like
Baraka Okoji is that. Because to me, that's if Penny's going to get this thing back, it's about getting back to defense.
Exactly. That's how I feel about it.
I'm hopeful you will be led by your defense like you were sort of the first 5 years. What you can't have is an offense that's a mess.
Right. Because
like you did for some of those five.
This team lacks shooting, right? We've said that. I mean, you bring in PJ at the horn.
But PJ and Colby, you addressed it late with PJ. You did. You liked how PJ shot the ball.
I do. I like it.
The numbers liked it, too. It wasn't just fluke shooting with him. And then Colby's a pretty solid shooter.
Yeah.
Not saying you got enough, but you got a couple.
Right. I mean,
then obviously PJ's got to step it up. PJ Haggerty has got to step it up
Haggerty.
From out there.
Yeah.
Especially if he's going to prove that he's a real prospect ready for the next level at some point.
The key is PJ being real. What we saw last year.
Dude, I'm trying to boil it down to where I see the differences between you and everybody else is can PJ Haggerty be close to what he was at Tulsa here?
Exactly.
Some of the analytics, like Torvik, believe he can.
Exactly.
You have your doubts.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't know that they're. I think he's just a little higher on it.
He
than
got
I
the
would
ball
be.
A lot on a bad team.
Exactly. I'm not saying that Memphis is going to be a bad team at all. I think they have a chance to be good. I just don't. I'm not ready to go there quite. I'm not all in like number 24 in the country yet. Like that just seems kind of optimistic to me. But again, what is true is that when Memphis was number 10 in the country, he had them folks in the 80s, and I mean, that was borderline insane. We were like, what's wrong with this guy? And his numbers ended up being right. So hopefully he's right again. Hopefully he's right for a second straight season, and I'm wrong for a second straight season about Memphis because I was believing, bro. I was like, oh, no, man, these close losses to Austin Peay and Vandy, that's just about Christmas. They hear the Santa's sleigh bells, man. They ready to go home for the holidays. They know they can beat that team. They're just coasting. But it was certainly deeper than that.
Oh, we didn't talk about Javon Quinley and his
we didn't.
Statement.
That was really sad. I saw that on Friday night. It was really sad. He's stepping away from basketball. And he said that
is it basically like a retirement?
Yeah, he's retired from basketball.
Yes,
he said he said thanks to Jason's efforts, he's made over $7 million or seven figures.
My efforts.
Yeah,
I had nothing to do with that.
Talking him up in the offseason and helping that drive those numbers up. There's no question about that.
I was trying to get Jaden Bradley. What the heck you talking about?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Don't ever forget.
Yeah, you were a Bradley truther, who was pretty good. Who's pretty good?
There would have never been a Quinterly.
Yeah. But Quinterly said, although I know, let me actually back up. Even while I've accomplished some great things, had priceless experience, and formed friendships for life, on the other side of that, I've experienced some of my lowest moments. And as much as it pains me to fight to type this, I can't continue this fight with something I am no longer in love with. Although I know I'm not a failure, to the majority, I may always be remembered as one, and that's okay. While that may be the case in basketball, they say the greatest successes in life often emerge from the most difficult setbacks. I am fortunate to have earned over seven figures in NIL, and I'm quite eager to take advantage of the head start that has given me, and to have this opportunity to discover more about this incredible world and all it has to offer, and to be able to identify myself as someone other than a basketball player for the first time. I apologize to those I have let down and will always be grateful to those who have had faith in me. However, I'm taking a different route now, one that should provide me happiness and the ability to love myself again. Sincerely, JQ. I got to say, I felt really sad when I read that.
Well, because of the things you'd said about him.
I mean, I definitely was
you and Brad
critical.
Both should feel terrible.
I was definitely critical of some of the things late in the season. And, you know, how his efforts were so, you know, spotty, right? You would get, like, a great game from him, and then he would sort of disappear.
Well, yeah, but that's about effort.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, there was never anything personal.
I don't feel bad about it, because clearly we signed a guy who doesn't like basketball.
And I'd also
and
say,
that's
like,
a miss. You got to vet that out.
Wasn't a self-starter like Nate Oates said.
You got to figure that out.
As Silverfield says, paid professionals.
That's paid. Right.
Yeah,
that's his
that's
new line.
That's a fact. And it is factual.
He said those guys are paid professionals.
That is factual.
And so, you know, you can't really feel too bad anymore, right? I mean, about guys that aren't delivering. With that being said, this is just basketball. This is just a game. And I would say there is no realm at all where JQ is a failure whatsoever.
No, he played the game.
I mean, he played the game. He made money. He capitalized in the most lucrative time that we'll probably ever have.
That's the problem, is too many of these guys, and again, I've used the example of Joe, but they only see the NBA as the success, as opposed to everything that you can
pull out of
basketball, all the doors that open, the relationships, the degree that you get. For Quinterly, all the places that he played, all the relationships, all the money, too, from NIL. Like, there's a win in that, and that's the issue, is that you have so many of them that are still defining themselves. Success is whether I make the NBA, and I get it. You're programmed that way as a kid, and you train for it, and your daddy is telling you, and you believe it, and the family starts telling you, we're going to the league, and then, hell, a few agents start telling you. And so that becomes what you believe, but that cannot be the ultimate measure, the measurement of whether or not you're a success.
Exactly.
And it's so just sort of, it just oozes throughout that statement, that old feeling. And again, that's what I wanted to just grab Joe and shake him. Like, bro, overseas, great career, can have a life. Ask Andre Turner, raised a great family overseas, brings them back. Dude, you can go over there, make a ton of money, and yeah, you may miss some family members. We know DJ Stephens has had some issues with that, but he's gone over there and made a life for himself, and he's a success.
That's right.
So stop thinking that the NBA is the end-all, be-all, you know, in terms of your basketball journey, and if you don't make it, it's not success, man. That's the issue, and you've got to change that mindset.
You do.
Bro, go play the game and take from it. Use basketball to get, but get the education.
That's right.
Right? Get the relationships.
Yep.
Because most of you ain't going to the league.
99.9% of you are not going to the league.
Including the Javon Quinterlys and Joe Jacksons, folks. That's what guys that were McDonald's All-Americans.
That's
and
right.
They're not going either.
That's right.
But you know,
if you do it the right way, right? If you do it the right way,
it's still going to change your life.
You can absolutely change your life. You can absolutely put yourself in a position to be
your family's life. You can,
yeah.
You know, the provider for them that you want to be, that you always envision yourself, and maybe it looks a little different.
That's right.
There's a little less bling because you don't have the NBA salary. Let me tell you, it's a good life, bro.
There's levels.
It's a good life.
There's levels to success.
Because
right?
it's your love.
There's levels. We're not doing national radio. We're sitting here doing local radio. We're not doing CBS Sports or Infinity Sports, whatever the hell they call it now. We're not doing that. We're not doing national ESPN radio, but we're still successful by any metric you want to use. You know, I don't want to put Instagram post out that says my media career is a failure because I'm doing local radio? Because I don't consider myself that. I consider myself somebody that like had a dream and achieved it, right? My dream was to find a place in this business, and I did it. Now, it's a lot easier for me to find a place in media business than it is for Javon Quinterly to make the NBA. Granted, understand that.
Yeah.
But there's no world where Javon Quinterly, as someone who played and won an SEC championship at Alabama, that you know was good enough to get a scholarship and an NIL deal at Memphis, is a failure in the sport of basketball. I mean, you're talking about the top 1% of college basketball, you know, in those programs. So I feel really bad because he's clearly reading too much on the internet. He's clearly like, consumed with tweets and from strangers and haters and all that stuff. And it's like, just zoom out a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, think about all those kids right now that are playing high school basketball that will never even sniff a look from those schools, right? That will never sniff an NIL dollar.
Yeah.
That will, you know, that are truly playing for the love of the game.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But you made a living doing it.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a failure. And I was not a big fan of Quinterly's game, okay? But we just have to be objective about this, man. Like,
he stepped up a couple times, made some big shots. Yeah, I loved him when he was making the shots.
We loved him when he was making the shots, and we couldn't stand him when he was turning the ball over, man.
He wasn't being a great leader.
You know? But none of that matters, right? Now, we're talking about a guy who clearly feels sad about his basketball career.
I think so.
It's what it sounds like to me.
Or is a guy that is...
So he's not happy.
I could just say too. I mean, because it's all, it could be part of it too. You know, you're seeking sympathy. You want
okay.
You know, you're seeking attention.
Yeah, that could be too. It could be true.
That can still be because you see a lot of it these days.
Yeah.
I'm a victim.
Right. Yes.
When that, this, you know,
that's what you were trying to say because you got the last pick in the draft in fantasy.
Let me tell you something. Quinterly probably got more in that bank account than you or I'll ever have at one point in our bank accounts. You understand what I'm saying? And he knows that. He can look in the bank account and see it.
Sure.
But then you go on and say, well, I know y'all think I'm a failure.
Right.
There's a little bit of I don't know what the word, but you're making yourself this victim is not. That's something you got to get. Now you have to be very careful.
Yeah.
Because it could be a
he
mental
could
health
be going
issue
through something.
And that's why I said.
Yeah.
But I don't want to factor that out either.
Right.
That it could be a guy that just wants the attention
because you could have
wants you to feel
mental
bad.
Problems even if you have money.
He
right?
wants you and Brad to feel bad because y'all said he a bad basketball player and he didn't make the NBA. He may want a little extra of attention.
Well,
I'm just saying
he hasn't been on the NBA's radar ever.
If we're considering everything, you have to consider that as well.
I would certainly lean
towards, yeah, man, seems like, you know, you had that, because I just made the case.
Yeah, don't.
Like, the mind's messed up. You're like, your definition of success is wrong.
Well,
and we feel bad about that. Like, somebody didn't teach you right.
Right.
But it doesn't, he probably knows too, bro.
Yeah.
He knows how hard it is.
Well, don't let me do James Earl Jones' eulogy, and we're not going to let you do Javon Quinterly's basketball career
Javon
eulogy.
And Javon, grown man. Okay?
I mean, that man saying you just want attention.
Well, I'm just saying when you're doing a retirement.
He's retired.
Well, just walk off into the sunset then.
Man, he can take
no,
he can say
he
goodbye,
need to do
bro.
That. Well, I'm just saying. Well, he wants he wants John Martin to read it on air. I'm not accusing him. I'm just saying you have to consider that a possibility.
Well, maybe that's for his friends and family.
All.
Maybe he don't give a damn what we say, you know.
Maybe he's not ready to let go. And like, what am I saying? What the guy ain't even. What are we talking about retiring?
Well, he was.
You still had a jumper, and you could knock down that jumper, wouldn't you go overseas and go and get that money?
Yeah.
What you retiring for then?
Well, he probably is not. I don't know. Is he good enough for overseas like that? Like I'm talking about like high
level. Again, I will say, he could be all twisted up. And this could be a mental health issue.
I'm sure it's.
And maybe
a lot
he really
things.
Wants to quit. I'm just saying, let's factor into.
I think it's fair that nobody
Quinterly
was asking if Javon Quinterly where he was. Like,
no.
Was anybody asking?
Like, he just injected himself back. He's going to get that last chapter
but,
written.
You know, again, that guy is, you know,
look, I'm rooting.
It's his identity. That's what he's saying.
You understand? I'm rooting for him.
I don't know if I
peace.
Do understand that you're rooting for him.
No, okay. I understand. You're a sucker, and you fell for this guy every
See,
time something came out of his mouth.
The truth is coming out.
No, John's a real sucker, is what I'm finding out now.
No,
if Javon Quinterly says I'm a leader,
sympathize.
John says, "Okay, I'm gonna get behind you."
When you
if Javon
retired,
Quinterly says
when you
I
retired
quit,
from
I'm
preps,
a failure.
Didn't you have a big retirement speech? Didn't you have like a big letter saying
retired
I'm
retired from preps? No, you mean retired from CA?
No, preps. When you were in preps, for it was your identity.
No, it was a promotion. You didn't do a speech when you're being promoted from preps to Tigers.
Okay.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.